assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Because you've already got a small tossle.
Yeah.
And if you go into freezing cold water, it'll turn in.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I haven't found it since last Tuesday.
Oh,
what the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
No, everyone feels good. They all listen. That's why the show rates as highly as it does. Jay-Z Clark.
Hold on.
Not far away.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he comes in, he gives us all the latest goss.
Yes.
Who's moving around? Who's looking to move around? He knows all the managers.
Yep.
He gets all the mail.
Just got to get him back out there.
As long as we can get him back out there. Hump day quiz? Maybe.
No, Jim, it's on.
Maybe.
I've already been banned from one quiz. This one is on.
And then the back half, the legend that is Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, no.
Going to join us.
Oh, there. Geez, that's him. That's him.
From his place near Bowral,
yes.
Southern Highlands, New South Wales, because, of course, Soul Deep album of 30th anniversary and tour underway. Hello to you, Bill.
Johnny Farnham might join him too. I just heard John in the background. Hey, Jim, June.
No.
We haven't started well.
The show hasn't even begun.
June 22, 2022. You know who I wish was with us today? Richie. He would have loved that day. He would have loved today. June 22, 2022. He loved the twos.
Richie Beno, you're talking
Richie
about.
Richie Beno, of course. Yep. Yeah, he loved the twos. Mm-hmm. Great to see you, Jim. You're looking well, all suited up.
Well, we've got a client function after this. You're not suited up.
Fat's not suited up.
Fat, what do you think?
Come as you are.
No, you've got to front up dressed properly.
No, there's an invitation and the dress code was
what?
Invitation. And the dress code was come as you are.
Yeah.
So I'm just coming as I am.
Well, you should have come as a better version of that.
Speaking of that. Oh, Rabs, you lost a bit of weight. You're actually looking a lot better.
Oh, thank you, Anthony.
How much you lost?
8 kilos.
What about you?
Well, that 450 tackle and pressure is invaluable. But Hobbs just seems to be finding a bit of ball. He's highly rated, tough inside mid, but at half forward, he's finding a bit of ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any danger, Ethan?
Ethan, you were supposed to come in with Hobbsy's stats, I reckon.
Help him out, Yui. What are you doing out there?
Oh, he's asleep. Hey, our man from Port.
What is this?
The stats man.
He's lost.
Stats man. What's his name?
No, don't say.
Ash. Is he working this weekend?
Why?
I heard Ethan's done something else to him and he might be crook. That's what I'm hearing, Jim, on the grapevine. Don't worry about
there's an issue between those.
No, there is.
Massive issue.
There is, yeah.
Yep.
Poor old Ash isn't too well. So let's have a wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Well done, Raps. 8 kilos feeding him. The North Melbourne, Jim, will use the next 3 weeks to decide on the return date for Ben Cunnington.
Brilliant.
How good?
Brilliant.
So he started footy drills at training on Tuesday, so he's back out there.
Yep.
Which is good.
They do need to get him back out there.
Yeah, got
to
try and get back out there.
Exactly. Especially him, Benny Boy. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. Are you hearing anything?
Champion he is. Yeah. Well, they'll be very careful with him, obviously, but just the fact that they're putting training loads into him tells us that his health is good.
Would you like to see North finish bottom or second bottom?
Second bottom, or a third bottom, or fourth bottom.
No, well, it's either bottom or second bottom.
Well, Bill, I don't care what it is. As high as you can possibly finish is what you're aiming for.
Well, don't you
reckon if you went, if you did a survey of all footballers at all clubs and said, which footballer do you admire from an opposition club the most?
They would say?
His name would appear as much as any other player, Ben Cunnington.
Yep. Spot on.
Not only the bloke he is, but the way he plays. Just honest.
Yes.
Hard and tough and honest.
Very good point. Yep. Who else would come up in that conversation?
Rory Sloane, maybe?
Yes, yes. He probably would. Who's like Josh Kennedy for Sydney? You know,
your mate from Collingwood?
Maynard.
Yeah.
There's blokes who just do it, play the game properly,
just
Bill.
Play the game and they don't get any accolades. Brisbane captain Dane Zorko is out for Thursday night's blockbuster against Melbourne there, Jimmy Boy.
That's a big out.
That is a big out. He hurt his hammy. But Stephen May, he should be back this week. They need him back.
And Jake?
No, Jake's having another week.
Is he?
Yeah.
So are they going to appear in the same place at the same time?
He's on the undercard.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh.
Have a listen to him, will you?
Not bad.
I don't think he appears on the undercard, Jakey.
No, no, Jake doesn't.
He's the main man.
No, that'll be good. That's a big
game. They do need him back, Stevie, and mate.
Triple M put up a stat yesterday. The last 9 times Brisbane have played at the MCG, lost them all. Lost the last 9.
Jeepers. There's a bit of that.
Who put that up?
Would have been Rudy or Beersy.
Yeah, well done, Rudy or Beersy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rudy there, one of the brothers.
Yes.
Brett Ratten, Jim.
What are you talking about? One of the Zarsoffs?
One of the Zarsoffs.
I don't think it's Rudy's. Just Rudy.
Righto.
Roots is a different bloke.
Brett Ratten, Jim. The St Kilda coach. I'm good mates with him.
You
we
are
played
good
against him. 95, yep, of course. Right, I gave him a couple.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep. Just like Gary Buccanara in that 89 grand final.
So where are we going?
And I caught up with him.
Did you?
Yes. And we spoke about Jordan De Goey. And I said, have you spoken to Jordan, Brett?
Like any player that's a free agent, our club looks at all free agents in the competition. He's one of those. But, you know, that's more of a question for our list management and, you know, what we do as a club going forward. So he's a name that's been brought up, as has probably 15 others, maybe 20 others that are out. It's we look at everyone that is there as a free agent.
Thanks for that, Brady boy. Didn't give me a lot, I must admit. Mm-hmm. So I went again, Jim. I said, are you going to bring him to the Saints, Brady?
We'd have to do our homework and have a look at exactly what has happened and take in all the evidence, because as you bring in any player, especially a player that's from another club, you look at their on-field performance and you look at what you're trying to build as a football club and your culture and that as well. So we take in both sides of the equation.
Yes, there he goes there. Western Bulldogs taking on Hawthorn. Big game for the Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
Tim English is out. Delayed concussion. Strange one, that one, Jimmy boy. And Danger should be back for the Mighty Cats. And Dusty will be back for the Tigers. So that is a big game, MCG.
Big names. Bloody oath it is.
Get along to the MCG.
So, you talk about Rootsies as one of the Zarsoff brothers.
Yes, yeah.
And Puncies. There's a few of them.
Puncies, yeah.
But there's a couple that they don't like. A couple of relations they're not as pumped with.
Well, who don't they like, Jim?
Old Fartsies.
Jim's going with the Zarsoff brothers. It's in my rap, and you're going with the Zarsoffs.
No one speaks to Lizzie's.
Lizzie's us. No.
They don't like him as much. There's just a couple of members, Bill, that you don't mention because none of the rest of them like him.
What about Terry? No one likes Terry's Zarsoff.
Come on.
Right, sorry, we got mislaid.
Yes, we did.
Cricket.
Mislaid.
Sri Lanka won overnight again.
That.
They've won the one-day series.
They have won the one-day
series.
Well
done to Sri Lanka.
They'll be tough to beat in the Test Series too.
Well, you know why they'll be tough, Jim? They played 4 specialist spinners last night.
Yep.
And out of the 50 overs, they bowled 43 overs of spin. Wow, so we're in trouble there, because I dare say the test pitches will be nice and dusty.
Oh, no doubt.
So tell the people why the ball spins.
They put side spin on it over there, and it grips in the dust and the dirt.
Yes.
And it spins very differently to what we have here, where it's overspin and bounce.
That's right.
So you know what happens? We find it hard.
It's dusty, and the ball grips, because on these ordinary pitches, and it grips and spins. So
yeah,
that's
great.
What happens.
Thank you.
Mason Cox, an Australian citizen.
Yes,
today. That's nice to see.
Well, that might
that was part of your rap?
No, the quiz.
Right.
Davey Warner got 99, by the way. Yeah. And, this is big news. Lauren Jackson is going to make a comeback. 9 years she's been retired for, and she's going to come back to the Opal squad. She's in that for the World Cup. Good on her, because they've had a bit of negativity, the Opals.
Thanks to Levin Health, medicinal cannabis,
that has turned
her life around.
She said that.
She could hardly walk. Now she's back playing at the top level.
So good on you, Lozzo, and well done to Levin
Health.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint, Jim. It was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kill.
Shebang. Time to do the hump day quiz.
Yes, Jim.
What we've said recently is that to get involved in this, you need to be up and about.
Yes.
Like, this needs to be the highlight of your week.
Yes, you come on, and I reckon Jimmy Barnes, we should get him on, because he's up and about at the minute.
Bloody oath he is. We're speaking to him later in the show.
Righto.
So 133353, ring us now if you want to be a part of it. Have we got a theme attached to this?
No, it's just what's been going on. That's what we like to call it.
We've got a sponsor, though. Thirsty Camel is still on board. Yes. $150 voucher if you don't mind. Hump Club bonus rewards backed by popular demand at Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops. Join at thirstycamel.com.au or head in store. T's and C's apply. Hydrate responsibly.
That's
full
right.
Board.
Full board, Jim. Perfect radio. Two good contestants,
yes.
A great prize, and a magnificent host. What more do you want?
Hopefully better questions than this.
Which future Hall of Famer holds the record for the most goals kicked in a game at the Gabba?
Tim, if you answer this correctly, I'm not giving you a tick out of principle.
Tim?
Who is it?
That'd be filthy.
Yeah, fat. Oh, good question.
That was a rubbish question.
It's
so we want good ones here.
Because it's a bit of fun too. You're allowed to have fun.
Where would you appear in a Hall of Fame? Like which one?
What do you mean?
Any Hall of Fame in the world, which would have you?
Geelong won't.
No.
AFL won't.
No.
Essendon Cricket Club should, but they won't.
They won't.
Geelong City.
That pretty much sees you out.
It's Geelong City or, what's that say, Rabs?
Silo.
Silos. This silo organisation.
Oh, my
come
God.
Come together, Jim, and I will be inducted.
Right. One of the Marx brothers said they refused to be a member of a club that would have them as a member. If Bill was the member of a Hall of Fame, not one other person would want to be a part of it.
I'd be happy with that.
Mm.
I'd just go along to my meetings, just me and me, and we'd sit there and have a bit of fun.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
She pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff.
Jay-Z Clark not far away with all the latest AFL news.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Thanks to Hump Club bonus rewards, backed by popular demand at Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, indeed. And our contestants, Jim, and we want them up and about. We want them lit.
Excited. Lit.
Exactly. Lit. And Tracy's there. G'day, Trace.
My darling, how are you?
Good. What are you doing?
I'm driving home from work today, but I've pulled over safe driving.
Good girl.
Who do you barrack for?
Collingwood. There's only one Collingwood and Trace. Noble Park.
What are you doing?
And Noble Park.
Noble Park.
Yeah.
had to push it.
They go hand in hand.
Yes.
Trace.
Well, Kyle Martin used to play for Collingwood, now plays in Noble Park.
He does. Captain of our club.
Trace, are you excited about being part of the quiz?
Yes.
I am totally wrapped to be part of this quiz.
See,
good
Jim,
girl.
They love it. And then you're taking on James from Rosebud. Nice spot, Rosebud. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jay, mate. How are you?
Jimmy.
Who?
Hey.
Huh? I was going to say Jim and Fat, but
yeah, it's nice.
Screwed up a little bit there.
You're a cabinet maker, Jimmy.
Ooh. Certainly am.
Geez, you'd be busy.
It is pretty. It's pretty bad. It has been since the first lockdown.
Well, ooh. Good for you though. Nice wedge coming in.
Oh yeah. Yes, Bill.
What's
like Ronald?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
Oh, very good. Very good.
My cabinet maker, Jim. Mm-hmm. Righto, you know how it works. Trace. You're
yep,
Trace.
Yep.
Yes.
And James, you're James.
Oh,
okay.
Jimmy.
Five questions. You get in first. Jim's the judge. And you win a $150 Thirsty Camel voucher, if you don't mind. Umpire.
Right.
Here we go. First one. Which beloved sports broadcaster was inducted this week into the...
Well, Trace.
Bruce McAvaney.
Exactly. Well done.
And great Bruce McAvaney.
This was his speech, of course.
I've witnessed champion performances. Tony Lockett. Wayne Carey.
Billy Brownless.
Cyril, who got me into trouble. Buddy and Dusty.
Yeah.
All of them stars.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, Bruce. What a star.
Yeah.
Well done, Trace. She's away.
Mm-hmm.
Question two. Who is Andy Redmayne?
Jimmy.
And
shame on you if you don't know this, Jimmy.
Andy Redmayne. Grey
Jim.
Wiggle.
Yes, Jim?
Sports. Oh, I've got no idea.
rugby player.
No, he is a goalkeeper, which saved Australia in the penalty shootout. Remember, he was a grey wiggle?
Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato.
What are you doing, Bill?
I'm the grey wiggle. Ah, should have known that.
So one zip.
One zip, Trace.
Trace up, yep.
Name the Australian super horse that won over at Royal Ascot last week.
Oh, God.
Trace.
Yes, Trace.
Winx.
No, not Winx, though.
Oh,
not
no,
Winx.
No.
Yes, James.
The one called the wrong name.
Yes. You go out the front, and what's there?
Front Verge.
I know it.
What's out the front when you walk outside?
Nature Strip.
Just.
Nature Strip. Stages are furlong to go in the King's Stand, and as they do so, Nature Stripe leading to Acklam Express in second place. Twilight Course coming home in third position.
There it is, Nature Strip.
Jeez, you were very generous there, Buff.
So what's the score? Yes,
one all and not really a ring-a-ding-ding.
No, it's all right. I'll tell you why we're doing this in a minute,
right,
Jim.
Yes.
But sing the next line of this song.
You ain't nothing but a
hound dog, Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. The crying all the time.
Elvis's movie is in cinemas tomorrow.
Nice.
The one he's made, or Baz, what's his name? Baz Luhrmann?
Yes, and Witzbeck said
enough.
It was brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. I love Elvis.
Yeah, exactly. So that's on tomorrow night in your cinemas. Pictures.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Well, so what's the score?
2-1 Jimmy's way.
Come on, Trace.
All right. Here I go.
Name this sports star.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Yes, Trace?
John McEnroe.
John
McIntosh.
All right, now we got to ring.
You know why? It happened on this day in 1981, Jim.
At Wimbledon.
Yeah, at Wimbledon. 41 years ago.
That's unbelievable.
Two
legends of tennis, Roger Federer
and
John McIntosh. All right, so you got it.
Well, I had a question.
Where's your question?
Well, you gave it away about Mason Cox, Jim. But
okay, so you're going to have to find another one.
There we go.
It's gone to the paper.
The Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower is in which city? The Eiffel Tower.
Jim.
Oh, Jimmy has to. I have to go with you, Jimmy.
Harris!
It is!
Oh, listen to Trace. Not happy.
Not happy, Trace.
The city of love, Jim.
Yeah, so, Jimmy, nice winning.
$150 voucher for Thirsty Camel, if you don't mind. Make sure you join their hump club as well.
And Trace gets something, of course.
What does Trace
We send her an Autobahn voucher.
Oh, there you go. Trace?
Bye.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Good luck.
Thank
with
you, guys. Billy, I'm lit as.
He's lit.
He's lit down the Rosebud Tigers fan. And Trace, good luck with not only the pies, but Noble Park.
Yes.
I'm doing Sudoku. Bye. All right. Well done.
Sudoku I'm doing here.
Speaking of people who are absolutely lit.
Who?
Jay-Z Clark.
Oh.
Look at him.
He's not
hands
light.
In the air.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate.
Oh, wow.
And not complete Bill, yet.
Just
plenty of AFL news kicking about, so we've got to get one of the best in the business in the studio, Jay Clark.
Billy Brownless thinks he's a newsbreaker. But let's introduce him to a real one. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jay-Z Clark.
And he comes, Jay-Z. Welcome to you.
Hello, JB. Don't you look sharp? Been a sort of quiet couple of days on the footy front, hasn't it? Sort of Bailey Smith last week, Geordie DeGoey this week. You went to Perth and ruffled some feathers over there, Bill. So
I did not.
Made some headlines. And
how is Jordan, by the way?
He's back.
He's back. How's he travelling?
He's battling.
How is he? Yeah.
No, he's struggling.
Battling, right.
To be honest, so he was a no-show at training again today, fellas, and that's because the significance of the fallout surrounding the Bailey video and how it's placed his football career in jeopardy has really impacted him. So I think the Pies were hopeful he'd be back at training today. They're certainly very hopeful he'd be back at training on Friday, but he's unable to train at the moment, and that's why he isn't there. So there's nothing sort of pre-planned about that. He's genuinely dealing with the fallout and the mental impacts that come with that. So does he play GWS this weekend? Well, if he can get through training on Friday, and if he feels all clear, if he has the sort of the fitness and the verve.
There's a few ifs there.
Yeah, it probably seems more unlikely than not, to be honest, Bill. I mean, if you miss two training sessions followed by a week on the fizzy in Bali, then it sort of does put you on the eight ball. They're going to weigh up a decision. Well, then, does he go around the VFL?
Yep.
What's going to come at him from over the fence? All that sort of stuff. I think that's a bit of a factor, but that's going to happen.
Does he have a little pre-season?
Anyway, a bit of a training block.
With someone at the club, a fitness bloke gets him and he has a nice little week or two or something just to get him right.
Potentially.
And then bang for the last, what, 6 or 7 weeks.
The thing is, if he's feeling as flat as we suspect and as what we understand, then is it one of those situations where on the green stuff is actually the best place for him? Because Collingwood more than anything wants his real mates, his Collingwood Football Club mates.
His good mates.
His good mates, exactly, to get right around him, where it's potentially some of the other scallywags that he needs to separate from. So,
JC, you know more about the movement of players than anybody. Yep. Is it true that the offer was taken off the table from Collingwood? And what has it done to the other clubs that would have potentially been interested in him?
It's made them really reconsider. There's no doubt about that. So everyone is watching what Jordan Ngoi does over these next few weeks. Everyone at some point in their life has felt the cold hardness of the canvas, right? It's how you respond. It's how you get back up. Can you pick yourself back up, find the resilience, the confidence, etc.? Can you behave the right way? So I think everyone's watching Jordan Ngoi over the next 4 weeks. And if he can behave and do all the right things, then I think interest will be rekindled at the end of the year. St Kilda is the obvious.
Yes.
St Kilda is the obvious front runner. They need a difference maker to that midfield.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have put a line through him just yet, but they'd be watching very closely. And if he can get his life together and have confidence in the in his ability to make a difference to them on the field, knowing they've taken Brad Crouch off a drug arrest, right? So that St Kilda has taken, made some character assessments on players before. I don't think you can completely rule him out just yet. Certainly, Collingwood won't make any commitment to him until the end of the year. And we're all watching what happens over the next 7 or 8 weeks.
Team wins a premiership. They don't normally have an issue with player retention. But Luke Jackson's name keeps coming up.
Yeah, so he is genuine. At the start of the season, the sort of talk around him was that he would stay. He loves it, the premiership window at Melbourne. As this season has dragged on further, it does seem like a move west is a much more genuine option that he's weighing up. So he does have close ties with his family and his friends.
In Perth,
and that does appeal. So as we understand it, West Coast and Fremantle are both made genuine offers.
5 year.
And their numbers are all good. Big offers.
So where does he go? What's best for Luke Jackson?
Well,
we spoke about this.
He's a Freo boy.
Yep.
He's Fremantle.
But if you went to West Coast, you got Nick Nat, but then you're the next main ruckman. If you go to Freo, there's Sean Darcy there, and he's going to be there for a while.
He's more than the ruckman, though, Jackson, for me.
But where's his best footy? Is his best footy key forward, or is his best footy ruck? Because if he's going to Fremantle, he's playing key forward.
Well, if you've got a key forward who can then spit in there for 20% of a game and have the impact he has, I'm happy with that.
Or you go to West Coast, as you said, Bill, and you do genuinely take the number one ruck mantle on the same amount of money, roughly, but you don't have that premiership window open for several years. So
what does Melbourne get, by the way? They're not going to say, mate,
So that's a great question, Bill. So currently Fremantle has got...
Look at him. He's up out of his seat. That's the first decent question you've ever asked, and that's because we asked it off air. Yep, keep going.
So Fremantle's in the top four at the moment. They've got pick 15 or pick 16. Now, that's not going to be enough.
No. So it was pick three a couple of years back.
So two first-round picks, if they're going to be two late first-round picks, does that get enough? Do you have to throw a second in there as well? Or is the answer to this conundrum Rory Lobb?
Yes.
So do you get a first-round pick and Rory Lobb, who indicated last year that he wanted to get out of Fremantle, he wanted to go to GWS. Manager Colin Young couldn't get the deal done. So if Luke Jackson leaves Melbourne, is it a first-round pick and Rory Lobb, and it solves their backup ruck issue to Max Gawn? Is that as win-win as that's going to get?
Yeah, maybe. If I'm Melbourne and his desire to move is real, I'm saying to Freo, you sort it out, but we're not taking 19 or 17 only.
Yeah.
You've got to work your way up to get a five or a four or a fiver add to that. And you go to work and sort it out, because if you want him that badly, it's up to you.
And you know what Melbourne might ask together. For? A. Brayshaw.
Don't think they'd get him.
That'd be nice to come back and play with his brother.
Well, that would be perfect, wouldn't it?
If his brother's still there.
He would slot into that midfield and he'd be excellent. But to be honest, I don't think it's just Fremantle into Andrew Brayshaw. I think there's...
Angus.
Sorry, everyone loves Andrew Brayshaw. I think there'd be six or eight clubs. Somewhere. I mean, and Port Adelaide is one particular club who are keen to add to their midfield stocks. They've tossed around Jordan DeGoey.
Yes.
Brought in Trent Dumont. So they'd be looking at someone like him. But I think there'd be five, six, seven, eight clubs looking at Angus Brayshaw.
We've got Cunners to talk about. Yes. What a great story that is. What happens with Dusty Danger coming back.
Ooh.
Marcus Ashcroft's young bloke who's flying. Lots more with Jay-Z.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
to the Antarctic.
I'm just going to write this whole break down.
Oh, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
Jay-Z Clark is in the studio.
He is. And Jay-Z, you are trending.
No.
Adam Saad coming back into the game. He has been with the medical staff for quite some time, though, but they're happy to get him back out there.
Got to try and get back out there.
Abby Holmes.
Yes, it's caught Abby.
On. It has caught on.
I knew it.
I like it.
Mason Cox is a Australian citizen.
Yes, that's nice, isn't it? We love Coxie.
Yep.
We see he's gone through the formal certification today, so he gets his... I don't know, nice little photo and all that, becomes an
what
Australian
What does that
citizen.
Actually mean?
I think he can stay here
he's
for longer.
He's an Australian citizen.
That's good.
Gets he's a citizen passport. Of our country. He's right. got a passport. He's, yep. This is his home. Born Dusty and Danger, some of the biggest names in the game back.
Yeah, so this is huge for Geelong to get to Paddy Dangerfield back. He's had that little sort of mini pre-season, 2 or 3 weeks, where he's able to get that calf right and then get some more fitness into him. So he's absolutely chomping at the bit. He missed the trip west, the win over West Coast. And you think he'll play more. He's still going to be that explosive midfield type,
yes.
Bill.
Because well, they need him. They need him in there. There's no one. Parford's not there at the minute. Jolie's in and out and doing his best.
Yeah.
You've got Cam Guthrie in there, and then there's some other kids that they're throwing in there.
Yep.
So they need him in there, but then he'll just go and rest forward. Probably didn't have to – it could have played last weekend. They said, just have another week, Paddy, boy.
Build that fitness, build that tank. The other one is Dustin Martin. So he was ill last
60%.
Week. Yeah, and didn't take on Carlton. Nice win over the Blues. I think you just got to keep watching this space in regards to a trade. I know, like, call me crazy, and I know Richmond have poured cold water on it 34 different times, but there's just continuing to be a little bit of smoke around the Dustin Martin fire, and I think there'll be some interesting conversations had at season's end, and there'll be some frank talks about whether he wants to get out of the Melbourne fishbowl and potentially play his football elsewhere. So that talk amongst clubs and list managers and agents does not go away. I know they've poured cold water on it a few times now, but it's just going to be certainly an interesting watch at the end of the season. He's going to come back, or plans to come back this week, Jim.
Back to Geelong just for 1 second. Menegola's an important back in for them.
Well, he's a wingman. Yeah.
That gives them some nice wheels and good ball use.
And speaking of Geelong, you were down in the Cattery during the week.
I do like to go down to Cardinia Park, Bill, and just say good day to my old friends down there.
We'll see what's now. Too much. Ben Cunnington is a great story. We're back on the track when?
Yes, so could be back within 4 to 6 weeks. But this would be one of the best stories of the season.
Bloody
We know Sam Doherty and his inspirational return, of course, to Carlton. He's been All-Australian contention. So Ben Cunnington had surgery in July, I believe. He's ramped up his training, been in the drills, so potentially he could return back to some level of football, whether it's VFL or AFL, I think, is yet to play out throughout the back half of the season. It would provide a huge team. You know better than anyone how much is revered.
He loved is what he is, and so important to what they do, because they haven't got anything like him playing for them at the moment. And for you know how they say, Nat Fyfe.
Yeah,
I've just got to go back and play a bit of waffle before. For me, Ben Cunnington doesn't actually have to train.
Doesn't? Just straight in.
Straight in.
And you can
as soon as he's ready to play, he just gets picked.
But play him forward too.
Anywhere.
Because he can clunk him. Yep.
He kicked 10 in a bloody grand final before he got drafted. What about Big Goldie?
Yeah, so I think he is an interesting watch. He said in the last 24 hours that he's got two more good seasons in him after this. Now, that to me is saying to another club, such as Geelong, who we believe are an absolute front runner for his services, his body is still good. He's been very durable over the journey, and you can back him in. So I think there's little doubt that he'll explore his options at season's end. I think a move, the John Sigler move from Hawthorn to Geelong hasn't worked out this year. Would be surprised if Todd Goldstein's wearing hoops, not stripes, next year.
Should have been 3 years ago. Would have been interesting, wouldn't it?
As part of the premiership tilt.
He might have had a premiership medal around his neck. Hey, Lachie Neale, what's going on there? I keep hearing this, and surely he's not going back to Frio. If they get Luke Jackson and Lachie Neale,
yep.
Wow.
Well, I'm not sure they could fit that in the salary cap. I think it was Peter Sumich in Perth Radio at the weekend said that Lachie Neale was exploring a move back to the Dockers for next season. Spoken to some people around it, and I think he'll be staying. In fact, I'm certain he will be staying at Brisbane next year. There might even be a contract extension. So Lachie Neale going nowhere. He'll continue to drive that premiership tilt there at Brisbane. He's on $800,000 a year, so it's been good money. That might taper down a little bit. He's due out of contract next year. They'll sign an early extension, and it will put that to better
belief. Well, if he wins the Brownlow, he'll get a nice little
coin still.
The other thing, when you're up that high on the ladder, they'll finish top four, you'd imagine, Brisbane, and then hopefully go really well in the finals for their fans. They will also get the number one player in the draft. That is manna from heaven.
Will Ashcroft, Jim, I think he had 51 touches.
51.
I didn't have that much pill over a whole season.
No,
did you ever touch it 51 times?
No, yes. Did not.
And I kicked 11
never,
4.
Ever you touched 27 it 51 times.
So he is father-son, of course.
Yes. And weighing up the opportunity to go to Brisbane, they're very confident that'll happen. But as you say, Jim, it's a bit like the Bulldogs. They were going well, and they got Jamar Eagle-Hagan as a number one pick when they were
then
a strong
Duke's
team.
Kid in.
Sorry?
Then Duke's kid Duke's came yes. the next year, so they've had a nice lick of the ice cream.
Sam Darcy as well. So Will Ashcroft, just keep watching this name. He is tipped to be right up there in the first two selections in this year's national draft.
Right then, little Jay-Z. 27. You, Bill.
I'm just confirming, Raps.
So, Toby Bairstow got 50 once.
Did he? Mark Bairstow.
Mark Bairstow got a little 50 once.
Peter Featherby did.
He did. Now, yes, he'd get 50 today too, Toby.
No, he wouldn't get out on the ground.
Who do you think was the best midfielder of all your teammates? You know, Ablett Senior.
Buddha.
Ahead of Couchy and...
Buddha. Okay. Gary Hocking, who's coaching Leopold and going well down there at Geelong. Mm. But Buddha, he should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
Mm. No, he was a bit
come second four times. Yeah, yeah. The other way around.
The second four times. Well, he never had you taking votes off him.
He feels up against Couchy and Bairstow. Like, he's a star, Buddha.
Hey, nice to see you, Jay-Z. Yes, thanks for that.
Thanks, Famous.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, I've been there. I did a cashy there, Jim.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounce. That's how bad they're going.
Jimmy Barnes is not far away. I love him. He's on Zoom from country New South Wales, and he is a star and, of course, legend of this radio station.
Yes.
At the moment, the Soul Deep album, I think, is 30th anniversary. They've got the tour happening, just had the shows in Melbourne. Brilliant. So, Barnesy, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Now, Jim, I've got to ask you something here about the Mackay brothers, okay?
Well, Bill,
what?
Tell everyone your theory on the Mackay
brothers.
Well,
it's the one person.
So I've
Well, people say they're twins.
I've had Whit print off a photo of when they were both drafted, and they're in the same photo.
Mate, that's Photoshop, they call it.
How do you do that?
You put a Carlton jumper on and do that, and then you have the North Melbourne jumper on and stand next
to
them. But
they look different.
Well, this weekend is interesting, Jim. For the first time, they're going to be playing this weekend.
No, it's not the first time.
No, it's not.
For a long time. They've been injured and things. So Saturday, Carlton play Frio at Marvel. But funny enough, on Sunday, North Melbourne play, Jim.
In Hobart?
Yes.
Against Adelaide.
So
you think Harry's going to make the trip down the next day to Hobart and play for North as Ben?
He's going to be sore. He'll be sore, Jim, and he'll be limping around. But he's got to make the
trip. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to get them both in. When the clubs are happy to get players back into the studio, we're going to have Harry and Ben in the studio together. But you know what?
Well,
he's such an idiot, he won't even believe it then.
No, no.
Even when they're both standing there.
If Harry's there and Ben's there, I will believe it.
You will?
Yes. Yeah, I'll see it with my own eyes, Jim. So that's on. Mm. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, so just keep note of that. He might be a bit sore.
So there they are, the two of them.
He'll have a better game on Saturday than Sunday. we just completed the 3-week bye, Jim. Are you happy with that? Because I'm not. It should be one or 2 weeks.
Yes.
How do you do it?
Because 2 weeks, because you want to keep footy going. So it's
exactly.
2 weeks.
You can't
but
have
three's
a,
too many.
Yeah,
I agree.
Three's too many, and you can't have a weekend where there's no footy.
Yep.
People are suggesting that. No, that's not on. We want footy happening. So over 2 weeks. Right.
I like that. I also like the fact that Cricket Australia, after having a very poor 12 months, have finally decided to pump some money into the BBL. So you can get big-name players like Andre Russell. Dre Russ?
Yes, the big
Corin Pollard, people like that, Faf du Plessis, for up to $340,000 to spend on a big marquee overseas player.
Wow.
And they are also creating room in January for the Australian players like Steve Smith, Dave Warner, etc.
Yes.
To come back and play for the BBL franchises. So about time.
I know you're talking about all these blokes from overseas. I want to see the big Australian boys play.
I agree.
So that'll be good.
Steve Smith getting blocked last year from playing for the Sixers was the stupidest thing ever.
Exactly. Congratulations to David Mundy on joining the top 10 VFL AFL players to play games, Jim. Mundy will play 366th game, which makes him number 10, I reckon, or something there. So well done to him, Jim. That is a good effort. Brent Harvey, Michael Tuck, Burgoyne, Bartlett, Fletcher, Harvey, Madden, Bradley, Goods, Quinlan, and now David Mundy.
You couldn't have put a flamethrower any more totally to that, could you?
On joining the top 10 VFL AFL games played list.
Yeah.
That's all we had to say.
That bloke from Ontario in the cab, just looking at the radio going, well, what is that?
He comes over here a lot, doesn't
he? He does, and he still can't understand anything you say.
Well, Giles is from Canada.
Yeah, and he would have listened to that going, what is that? Oh, what does that actually mean?
Dog poo foot.
Do you want to mention Giles at the pub?
Well, no, an update on that. My mate Sade from Canada, who stood in the dog poo, I told it yesterday. So he goes into a pub in Geelong last night, family dinner, catches up with his daughter and everyone else. Nice family reunion. He walks in and they go, do you stand in dog shit, lads?
Oh, yeah. Gileser.
He goes, how do you know?
Bill's been talking about it on the radio like a fool's head.
Yeah, you have, yes, exactly. So that's all we've got at 5:05. Not a really good one. Jim, I thought Jim was bringing something, but again.
I did. I brought the BBL. You brought nothing.
I tell you, is up next. Hose?
Good. Feedback time.
We put her under the bump here.
She's looking like she's got plenty.
Look at her.
She's lit.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not Incy Wincy.
Yeah. It's not. It's hugey woogey.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Mole
Rosie Walton.
Hose, that's Ben Mackay and that's Harry Mackay.
Two people
in a photo of you. They're clearly twins but brothers and different people. Yes or no?
Oh, hang on.
Definitely different people.
Thank you.
How do you say that then? They're mirror twins.
Are they?
Do you know what that means?
Same?
Identical.
Like looking in a mirror, perhaps. Yeah, is that what that means?
But it's a lot of people say they're the same player running a fake twin.
Oh, my God.
Gambit.
Gambit.
He's literally read
same
that
words.
Off Wikipedia. Verbatim.
I made it up myself,
Gambit.
Brad.
What's Gambit mean?
You got to know when to hold them.
Yeah, have you ever worked with someone who makes less sense?
It's a chest opening. Let me think.
You've worked with a few real
donuts
in your time.
27 years of radio and no.
No, that's it. Now, feedback.
Please. What do you got, Hose?
Pretty much it's just about yesterday. Yes. You're on notice.
Who?
You, Bill.
Good. I'm going to have a break soon. I need one.
Yes, it's obvious.
End of this week.
My head's all fuzzy.
Blake Grant even commenting yesterday, why is Bins drinking a V-can? It's only Tuesday.
Why did that happen?
Blake Grant it was, by the way.
Keep going.
What did I say? Oh, Grant. Shut up.
Well spoken.
Jack Micken is talking about yesterday's joke, which I'll get to in a sec. But we've actually got somebody who wants to sponsor the joke.
Of course we do.
Because we had Total Tools because they had their massive store opening the other day, which is great.
Yep.
But
yep.
That's ended.
Yes.
Marcus Worrell has said, hey, guys, would love to know about sponsoring Bill's joke.
Right.
They get me every time, especially when old Fat Guts explains them.
He does.
He has to. They're the less funny ones.
Frankie. Yep. Frankie Worrell.
I asked a follow-up question. I said, is it just you or is it your business? And he goes, it's his business. It's a franchise that he's running. It's called Coochie Hydrogen Lawn Services.
Oh,
they do a 6-in-1 liquid fertilizer.
Yeah, they're not going to sponsor. You know why? Too hard to say. Coochie, what is it?
Oh. It doesn't matter. Yes. But some of your jokes are liquid fertiliser,
yes,
so
that's it.
That's
it would be appropriate.
Going.
Thank you.
There we are.
Now, yesterday's joke, let's be reminded.
Oh, no. What do tennis star Djokovic and a broken vacuum cleaner have in common, Jim?
Look at his head. What?
Novak. Novak, Jim. Mm. Did you actually get it?
I actually explained it to you.
You did too. Benjamin Christiansen says, normally like Bin's jokes, but gee, that got what it deserved. And yep. for once, I agree with the King of Kings.
That's it. What do you mean that's like?
Yeah, once.
Jack Micken says, this one actually made me laugh. Delivery could have been better though.
Mm. Yeah.
So people are questioning.
I was reading it. Out of the paper.
What else is different from normal?
No, this one was out of the paper. Because there were a few people saying you got that straight out of the Herald Sun.
You did.
You did? Okay. Some people were saying it didn't even deserve Woolly Bully.
No, what? Ooh. Just
we need silence. Another song.
Just so bad. I like this one though from Nick Tobin 3 says, that's trash. Use the dump button next time, Ramsey.
I would love to see one of Bill's jokes dumped.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, would love
well, wait till Friday.
Yeah, because. Do you realise the responsibility that you have on Friday at the
no.
end of the show?
No, what's happening Friday?
Well, we're moving, building, and Rush Hour is the last show ever to broadcast out of these Clarendon
Street studios. The Richard Marsland
studios. The beautiful Richard Marsland, who would be horrified by
no,
half
we're
of
going to have
jokes.
To move to his studio to the new
Correct.
Joint.
Correct. Yeah.
So we're
right.
moving
we're
out
looking
of
after
here,
Richard.
Clarendon Street.
The last thing that will go to air is your joke. Are you prepared?
Yes.
You need something worthwhile, something wow. good.
Mm. Out of respect for a comic genius in Richard Marsland, you need to come out with something funny.
But we've been broadcasting out of here since, what, 2007 or 8?
Been about wow. then, yeah.
A lot
Long
of
time.
Award-winning like radio
yes.
has come out of this
likes
studio.
Likes Tony Martin broadcast out of here, genuinely funny
Mick
man.
Mick Malloy. Good.
Mick Malloy, superb.
Who did breakfast? You killed his fish.
A couple of people.
You killed his fish.
No.
A couple of people.
Of
Yeah, so no, I don't like pressure, to be honest. So don't say that because, and Friday's a fruity one, Jim. Having said that, I did kick that goal after the siren.
I heard from behind the door, it's a boy, it's a boy.
No, that one with his tears streaming down his face.
The Gav,
I can't go with Gav.
You went with it last year.
Yeah, and I stuffed it up.
Stuffed it up bad.
Nuns?
What about the nuns going through Paris, Jim?
I'm a good Catholic girl. I'd like to hear the nuns joke.
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
But I think the family, because you've been teasing Gav for so long.
No, well, I tried it last.
Maybe you finish up here telling it properly.
The family that check into that motel.
No, we're not going that way. That's not happening.
So you've got some time. Also today, make them good.
Today's.
And then there's.
No, I can't promise you today. I've just had a bad sleep again.
All right, then you've got one more day and then good yep. from you.
That's it. Right. Jimmy Barnes coming up shortly, Hose. Man,
unreal.
You know well. Barnsy. On Zoom from Next to Barrel.
Yep. Yes. Soul Deep 30 released on Friday. Going for his 19th number one album is Barnsy.
Man.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, this is a beauty. We love when someone starts laughing on live television. They can't stop. Have a listen to this weatherman.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Jimmy Barnes, Soul Deep 30 was released on Friday. He's chasing his 19th number one record and the legend of Australian rock joins us now.
Our next guest is Australian rock royalty. And don't lie, we know you've sung along to his hits. The legend that is Jimmy Barnes.
Barnesy, we can only apologise for Bill's attempt at singing your masterpiece.
Well, you can sing with me anytime. No worries, buddy.
That was in Market Square in Geelong. They loved the song. They hated the voice. But great to have you with us again, Barnesy. How are you going, mate?
I'm awfully good. Can't complain.
Yeah, good.
And now we're celebrating the 30-year anniversary of the release of Soul Deep. I bet you can't believe that was 30 years ago.
Mate, I can't remember 30 years ago. No, you know what? It does. It seems like yesterday. It really seems like yesterday. It's been a ball. And that record, when we recorded it for fun. You know, we just, you know, something to do over the Christmas holidays. And it just sounded so good. We released it and it literally changed my career. That went out. That was the biggest selling record I've ever had.
Really?
The biggest selling record on Mushroom's catalog ever.
Bloody hell. I did not know. What? No, it wouldn't have outsold the Chisel record, surely.
Yeah, twice as much.
Really?
Twice as it's massive. It's one of the biggest records of all time in Australia. And that's you know, listen, I've got to, you know, I can't take all the credit because there was a bunch of like some of the best crafted songs ever, you know, these songs, some of the best writers from the 60s and early 70s ever. So, you know, we just had fun. We went in there, we recorded and with good spirit. The spirit came across, the songs were great. And of course, we had help from, you know, great singers like John Farnham and Diesel and all that sort of stuff. So we were lucky.
Now, the Soul Deep Tour is on the road. Just finished the shows in Melbourne, yes?
Yeah, it was great. Tennis Centre. It was awesome.
Oh, it was a good spot there.
And you know what? Melbourne crowd's one of the best in the world. One of the best in the world. And that Tennis Centre is a great gig to play. And we went out there and we just smashed it. We were there. We had the Teskies with us. We had my daughter Mahalia and we had Karen Lee Andrews on with us. It was just this great soul review. It was fantastic.
Did you have your old mate Diesel? We were talking to him the other week and he said you're related and he told some good stories about you, Barty.
I know. I should have slung him some money, shouldn't I? See, I introduced him to his wife.
Yeah,
she's my wife's sister.
That's it.
And you know, Mark's not only one of the best guitar players, songwriters, singers, producers that I know. He's also a bloody great guy and loves music. He works harder than anybody I've ever seen. He's incredible. Yeah, so Mark's coming down this weekend in Sydney. He's going to come and play with us and do a couple of songs, which will be great because I always love singing with him. But you know, I do a song with Josh Teskey. I do a song with Mahalia and the set. The Teskey brothers. Have you seen those guys live yet?
Yeah.
Beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Beautiful singer.
So with Diesel Barnsley, he came in, and as I know you have before, into the Triple M studios here in Melbourne and did a live version of Tip of My Tongue. I looked at it and thought the pride with which he performed that song acoustically after all of these years is a testament to him.
Oh, he's an amazing artist. And he's one of those guys who can sit. He's such a talented guy. He sits with an acoustic guitar and it's got everything going. It's got percussion going.
Yes.
It's got bloody all this. He's the ultimate entertainer. He's a bloody cracker.
So tell me this, because I'm dating myself. I've said this to you before when you used to come into the footy show. I'm dating myself here, but back in the 80s,
yes,
I used to go and watch Chisel when you had the Rising Sun headband and the bottle of vodka. It was some of the wildest stuff I've ever seen on a stage.
Yeah,
the Soul Deep Tour. Have you wound it back a bit, Barnsley, or are you still?
You know what the difference is. I remember it.
No vodka.
There's no vodka. Oh. But you know, in saying that, I think since I've sort of straightened myself up a bit and got myself more together, I've got twice as much energy as I had before.
Bloody
so
hell.
It's probably more intense, wilder. But you know, not quite as, you know, the great thing about in the old days was you could really go hard and sometimes you held the rails. Sometimes you didn't. and either way it was entertaining.
Oh yeah.
These days the shows are just much more precise and hammered and intense.
What about during lockdown with the family? You had some great sing-alongs there.
That was awesome. Wasn't it? I mean, because, you know, Jane started that. Jane started, she learned guitar. That's what she's going to do. So I said, yeah, all right, you do learn the guitar, learn a song. So over that lockdown period, I think we did about 300 songs. And we literally did everything from Motorhead to Doris Day.
Wow.
And if you'd have told me that I was going to be singing Doris Day 30 years ago, I would have laughed and slapped you.
Oh, no. He then slapped you. Would have slapped me too. And also, you got into the garden. You love your gardening now.
Nah, mate. It's not the first brick I've run around. but you know what happened? Because I had a birthday party.
What's happened to you?
I don't know. What I woke up this way. I can arrange flowers too. But there's something weird. I've got just a tip, gentlemen.
Yep.
If you can grow roses,
yes,
and all every day through summer, you can walk out, you start the morning, pick a bunch of flowers, take me to your wife. Your day starts off in a pretty good way.
Jeez, that is actually not bad.
Not bad, is it? And if it's coming from your garden, they smell really good. And you've done not much really because the garden's doing it all.
Yep.
All you're doing is bringing them in and you get all the glory.
That is. Now, you live in a beautiful part of the world, by the way, the Southern Highlands in New South Wales, near Barrel, of course, the home of the great Sir Donald Bradman. It is magnificent around there.
It is. It's gorgeous and really particularly good for gardens. And one of the reasons I did get into gardening, seriously, is because we've got this beautiful place. And for the last, 30 years, we've just been running around, touring constantly. Yeah. Lockdown made me sit here, and I sat here, and I could see the garden changing all the way through those 2 years. So I go, this is really good. I've got to appreciate it. I'm going to go out and give it a hand. I'm not much good. I haven't got any green thumbs or anything like that. Jane's a good gardener. I'm just a slave.
No, good on you. That's
now, Bill,
fantastic.
19, which is incredible. You have to read this on a bit of paper to understand. 19 solo albums.
19.
As well as the incredible stuff done with Chisel between 73 and 83. So when you have to do, like, I know you're doing the Soul Deep thing now, and those shows are amazing, and the sets are from the album. But when you've got to do your own stuff, Barnsley, and I always wonder this with like the Rolling Stones. How do you work out what you're actually going to play and what you're going to leave out?
Right, it's very difficult. You know, and I've watched the Stones many times, and I know like how many hits have they got.
Yeah,
there's a certain bunch of songs that if you don't do them, your audience is going to crucify.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
If you're the Rolling Stones, you know, Brown Sugar, all that sort of stuff. Yep. You know,
for you, what's that?
If I don't do K-San, Flame Trees, Working Class Man, yes. Lay Down Your Guns, I'd Die to Be with You Tonight. There's just a handful.
Yep.
Then I'd be crucified. And then there's some secondary ones that you can float in and out. But then you get the end. You get wow. These maybe the audience missed this one on this album.
Yeah, right.
I'll put that on. But you know, I start the set with like Flesh and Blood, and that song just because of the significance of doing it through lockdown, doing it for Gadinski, you know, yep. Particularly for Gadinski, and singing at his funeral. I start the show with that every night, and I get the sort of feeling he's with me. So there's a bunch of songs that pick themselves. And I'm sure every band in the world has this. It's a good situation to be in, but it means I sit there and I write the set out, and my daughter's going, that's 3 hours. You can't do that. Said, come on. I can. They said, no, because the venue's got to shut in two.
So, and then you've got Springsteen, who I know you would have seen, where he walks along and grabs the placards off the crowd and says, right, well, I want to hear this. And
He's unbelievable. And he's got, you know, how many records has he done? And he's got like a huge collection of songs he's written. And he just goes, such and such. And the whole band go, boom. Yeah, and they know it. They've got to learn them all. They got to learn. I went and seen Springsteen. I've been a fan for years. I sang with him at Hanging Rock. And and I went in. I'll tell you a funny story about him too. But I got up and sang with him. And he was just sublime. Mm. Like one of the best acts I've ever seen. So I went to Broadway to go see him, right? This is like 18 months later. I go to Broadway. He's on Broadway by himself. And Gadinski organized some tickets for me. And I went back to say hello afterwards. And I walk in and Bruce and his wife is there. I hadn't met his wife before. And I walk in, I say, hi, Bruce. And I went to say hello to her and I went to shake her hand. She said, I know who you are.
Oh,
you're Flame Trees.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean? She said, it's one of my top two songs of all time.
Oh, really?
I said to her, I hope the other one's one of his. But wasn't that a nice thing to say? In the middle of New York, something here.
That is nuts. And she's obviously a nuts musician herself. Exactly.
She's incredible. But it was, you know, it was a beautiful thing because, you know, and I'm lucky enough that I get to sing songs like that every night of the week, Flame Trees. You know?
So, Barnsley, let me ask you this. We're being indulgent now, but you are a legend and we got you. So we're not going to let you go. Bill did, funnily enough, and he's not that into music, but I never got to see David Bowie live and I really regret the fact that I didn't. Is there anyone for you that you never got to see that you would love if you could put yourself in a time warp to see live?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd love to see Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And I remember I was trying to get to do duets for Ray Charles and my mates, you know, In Excess, you know, I was there and they got to do a duet with him and I just, man, I wish I'd have done that. You know? one of my, because I grew up from the age of two listening to him. But, you know, there's a lot of them out there. I mean, and a lot of them, I was lucky enough, when you've seen the NRL things that I did with Tina Turner.
Yeah.
When I heard 1968, I heard River Deep Mountain High, I can Tina Turner. And I thought, man, listen to that. I've seen photos of a film of her, you know, doing the song. And I just thought, what a incredible artist. And when I was 14, she came to Adelaide and me and my mates, we're all thugs. We couldn't afford the tickets. So we went to the Apollo Stadium, the basketball stadium where she was playing, and we kicked the back door in. And there was only a half a dozen security there. So there's about 20 of us. So we charged in, sacrificed six of our mates. But the rest of us got in. And I made a beeline to the front of the stage, and I stood there, and I watched her sing the whole night. And, you know, when you see those people that you just think, how can they possibly live up to this? And she was better than I remembered. And then I got to sing with her later and she was even better again. So that's great when you see artists like that, you know?
Bill, you know how feral Port Adelaide is?
Like the footy club. What about Elizabeth?
Well, when you get down the end of Port Adelaide, the Largs Pier,
that's where Jimmy got started,
isn't it?
Mate, I played the Largs Pier with Cole Chisel one night. And no kidding, we're playing away and I got my eyes shut. And suddenly this noise, I look up, and there's a guy in the front row and he blew a hole in the roof above my head with a shotgun because he liked the band. I'm glad he liked us.
How good.
It was a good pub.
Oh, bloody oath. And those gigs are still spoken about these years later.
It's fantastic.
Man, incredible.
Completely nuts. So do we need to plug what's coming up for you, Barnsley? What have we
got? Friday night in Sydney.
Yep.
Yes, but Friday, Saturday in Sydney. And then we're up to Brisbane, but we'll be coming back around again soon because I'm just enjoying playing again. Great. Good to get out and play in front of a live audience again, folks.
You are a superstar.
He's up and about, isn't he, man?
Love him, and of course the re-release of Soul Deep. Get stuck into that as well, Barnsley. It is always a pleasure chatting to you.
My pleasure, gentlemen. All the best. Nice to see you,
Jimmy.
Cheers.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Don't forget, straight after us, the midweek rub will be on 105.1 Triple M and on the listener app.
Ooh, good. Oh, and tomorrow, by the way, Jared Berry from the Brisbane Lions.
Going well.
Going well. He is and they are.
Big game, second v1.
Yep, massive.
Exactly.
And Melbourne, of course, reeling.
Well, Maisie back for office and Zorko out for Brisbane. So
and,
interesting.
Jakey Melchum.
No,
he doesn't. Right, okay.
He's at ringside.
Right, I see. Now, anything by way of humour?
Mm-hmm.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Because we had to Woolly yesterday.
Yeah, I see that. I heard that.
And it was under par.
Wasn't great. Yeah. But
this
good
one?
Players have good days and a couple of bad ones, Jim. Just throwing
Brown,
in.
He hasn't had the best of
That's
days.
True. Yeah. What does Batman's parents say when dinner is ready, Jim?
Oh, no.
Dinner, 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 Batman. That's it.
Probably should have been, what do Batman's parents say? Yeah. Anyway.
Not even woolly worthy.
I ordered some Chinese from my local Chinese shop, Jim, okay? Yes. I'm not going to say where it is.
Good.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Moving.
I thought, what on earth is that? Has something gotten into the bag? I thought I could see a little pair of eyes peering out, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving, so I pulled over. I leant forward, picked up the bag, put it on the passenger seat, and there it was again, more rustling and these little eyes looking out behind the ginger beef. Oh, I like ginger beef, Jim. I like ginger beef. I thought, it's got to be a rat or a mouse or something, so I carefully pulled the bag down, and there it was, Jim. A Peking duck.
Rabs.
Oh, no.
See, there's only one thing worse than a really bad joke, and that's two, and the second one being long. Look, he's walked out. He's off. He doesn't want to hear Woolly.
He's moving out of the studio.
He knows he's competent. Look at him. Oh. There's a couple of minutes Moveling. We'll never get back. Oh, Moveling.
He's only got two to go in these studios.
Oh my God. Yeah, yep.
There we are.